Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into the DNVR Avalanche podcast, or as today, it's back, Free Skate Friday. It's going to be a fun off-season show. We're going back to eBay. We're going to look at a bunch of completely nonsensical Avalanche merchandise. Some of it legit, some of it very much not legit. Should be a fun day. But we are brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. You can use the code DNVR when you sign up for a new account to get amazing odds boosts every single day. Rudo, AJ, and Megan coming at you here. Got a pick of the week for you here, though. We're going to the Premier Lacrosse League, the PLL, and I'm just a sucker for great team names. You have the Archers versus the Atlas. I'm taking the Atlas there every single time. Because Atlas is a way better name than the Archers. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
They're also slight favorites, to be fair. You have the Chrome versus the Whip Snakes.
That's good.
Whip Snakes, slight favorites. Chrome's even money, though. Hard to pick there. You have
both good.
Are they?
Yeah, I like both those names.
Okay, names. I'm waiting for AJ to drop some like actual PLL stats on the show. You have the Water Dogs versus the Cannon, singular. Feel like that one has to go to the Water Dogs.
Is that Boston?
I don't know, to be honest with you. It just says their first name on the.
I see.
Yeah, I guess.
Kind of cute.
What? No. What do they look like?
They look like a garter snake, but I'm sure they're more dangerous.
Yeah, I was gonna say that seems like a bad sports mascot.
A bad logo. Yeah. Hi, we're this, like, totally harmless creature that occasionally you find in your garden.
Some of them are bigger, but they're kind of thin.
Okay, so maybe take the Chrome in that one. And then the last one is the Redwoods versus the Chaos. So, all about it. I think since Megan did the research on whip snakes, I'm going with Chrome as my pick of the week. They're going to take down the Garter Snakes. Go over to DraftKings Sportsbook. Of course, you can bet on all sorts of ridiculous sports if that's what you're into. Or, you know, just normal sports like hockey, baseball, football, basketball. UFC coming up. They have a great deal there. Be sure to use this DNVR code when you sign up. Must be 21 or older, excuse me. Other terms, restrictions, and conditions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Or see the on-screen text here in Colorado. If you have a gambling problem, you call 1-800-522-4700. All right. So let's do this. We got Marissa working the eBay stuff behind the scenes for us. She's going to have a busy day. I'm going to warn you now. These prices are all over the place on eBay today. They are everywhere.
Yeah. So for those unfamiliar, in case this is your first time ever doing this with us, Rudo went and found a bunch of stuff on eBay, and it's our job to try and guess how much it costs.
Yep, we're doing a little Price is Right action. Historically, we do have at least one item that is coveted by people that they actually do want to buy. So, you know,
we have had a number of items and outfits purchased.
Yep,
after these episodes. So, you know. Apologies to the strictly podcast listeners.
Yeah,
it's a tough episode for you guys.
Might have to check the YouTube for this one, podcast listeners. But, you know, we'll do our best to describe things. Okay. How many Canadian Keys can you get into those t-shirts? Well, we'll find out, maybe. I don't know if eBay has a geese rating, but
the real question is, or the real interest there is taking a video of you trying to put the shirt on that geese.
Oh god. We have one item that you could maybe actually put on a goose. We'll get to that, I'm sure, at some point. All right. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm always ready for eBay.
First item. The Colorado Avalanche. It's just your pretty standard windbreaker.
Where's Evan?
Yeah, this is very much Evan's category of item here. I don't think there's anything special.
Yeah. Could we click through some of these pictures and see what's up here?
Well, there's the price.
I'm guessing that it's $34.99.
I love this.
That's
where I thought I was going to guess 40.
I had no idea. Also, pre-owned. So somebody just decided to wear this and then was just like, I'm out.
Oh, yeah. Didn't want it anymore. Now that the Avs are champs, they saw their moment. Went for it.
Yeah. Pre-owned and $16 of shipping.
No, that was only for expedited. It's only for expedited. You can get it normal shipped for nothing. So not that bad. Not that bad on that one.
I guess.
All right. We're off to a great start giving away the answers. Well, yeah. What's next on the list?
Poor Marissa was like, oh, I'll do the apps pod. They never have anything going on. And then we're like, it's eBay day.
100 things. So this is the one I was really thinking of Evan for.
Oh, this looks, I mean, it looks like somebody with a very tiny body and really long legs.
Youth sizing?
It might be a youth, but my favorite part is the pants where it just says NHL.
NHL randomly?
Like, the top half at least has the Avs colors, and that's, is that the alternate logo blue, I guess?
You could. I guess if you were really trying to talk yourself into it.
So, definitely, I don't think this one is official merch. I'll put it that way.
I agree with Megan. This has got to be youth sizes. This looks like something you would put in a child.
The pants look like they could be normal, right? But that jacket looks tiny.
Well, and like, do the pants look normal, or is it just that the jacket looks really, really small?
Maybe.
Well, this just looks like... of a 9-year-old's like 4 feet tall. I think that this probably fit a fourth grader.
All right, so if you had 100 fourth graders in this tracksuit.
Okay. I'm guessing $17.
Because it's a full set, I think they're going to be weird about it. I think this is going to be $45.
All right.
Megan's going to be good at this, isn't she?
She's just got it down. Let's see the answer. Who took it? $20. Oh, $9 shipping, though. So it's like 29. It's like $30.
That's expedited, though.
No, you're right. You're right. So it isn't. Yeah, there's no shipping. You're right. $20. $20. That one goes to HA for sure.
Yes. All right. We don't actually keep score. We don't actually keep score.
Yeah, no, not at all.
It's not like that. It's all in fun.
Looks like James in the chat was the only one who was under for that one. Yeah,
Kevin at $10.
Yeah, but James was closer.
True.
We're doing Price is Right rules for the record, if we didn't say closest without going over.
Yeah, so Megan's going to guess, and I'm just going to guess $1 higher or lower every time.
Full scum.
Yeah, full scum.
What currency are we guessing in?
USD.
There are a couple on there in Canadian, I will warn you.
Amazing. So.
All right, on to the third item of the day. A little Avs Beanie Baby bear. It's not an official Beanie Baby, but...
$39.99.
It's a Kale McCarr reverse retro beanie bear.
So cute.
$44.99.
very quick on the draw there, AJ.
Man.
Yo, this is FOCO
hey,
merch.
FOCO stuff. You can go buy this directly from FOCO. Look at that.
I don't want to guess so much, so close to AJ's guess. I'm going to say $29.99, $7 shipping.
Wow, specific.
Wow, you're going to start going after shipping prices, huh?
The shipping.
I'm kidding. We don't need to do that.
I think this is the first one you guys probably really misjudged.
Is this like $80?
Wrong direction.
Oh, okay. It's like six. Okay. It's going to be like $6.
You can get this. I remember this one for $9.99.
What?
$10 for this little beanie baby of Kale McCarr. Think this is one of the ones I had marked for like someone might buy this.
Dude, I mean it's so adorable cute. And the reverse retro, like this feels like they're giving this away.
When we were doing the jersey pod yesterday and you're asking like which player you think of in which jerseys, I think of McCarr in the reverse retro jersey.
Interesting. Yeah, I guess we didn't really
come back to Bobby Orr
in the reverse. Why what okay. I don't think Bobby Orr ever wore that jersey, but, you know.
Yeah, he did. Of course he wore Nordiques jersey. Famous, legendary Nordiques player, Bobby Orr.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't know. I feel like these were the somewhat reasonable ones. We might have a couple more reasonable ones, but we're going to start getting into some crazy stuff now.
Okay, good. We started with the stuff that people might actually want to buy. Like,
get that
oh,
out of the way. Get that out of the way early.
I like that.
Beanie is in my cart. I'm just kidding.
Okay. So this one is I've never seen one of these before. It's the merchandise guide for the 2001-2002 Colorado Avalanche. Mostly just like clothing and apparel inside.
Somebody is selling the merchandise guide.
The guide. Not the merchandise inside, the guide itself.
$82.
What? I'm gonna guess like $3. Because why would you pay more than... why would you pay for this?
Well, as Kevin in the chat says, isn't that free? Probably the 0102 one isn't free anymore. But Kevin's guess is the only one that is technically correct so far. You can get this for $1.99. I don't know why you would want this, to be fair. But you can get it for $2.
Oh, it's new, is it?
Never been opened.
So you're going to pay $1.99 and then you're going to pay $5 for shipping for that thing. Because that was $5 normal shipping. For a $1 item? Buddy, I see you. You're trying to cut through those eBay fees. I see you.
Some as seen on TV level stuff there.
Dude.
Okay.
So why? Did somebody find this in their house and was like, somebody on eBay will think this is a collector's item.
It's got Avs logo on this.
and then like what? Like it started at $20 and then it didn't sell and now he's all the way down to $1.99 and he's just never changed the shipping.
I guess.
Okay. Cool. We can move on. I was just curious.
Yeah. On to the next. A set of Avalanche playing cards.
These are like just regular, like a deck of cards. It's just Avs logos all over it.
Normal deck of cards. This one is not. I was too early. We haven't gotten into the weird ones yet. Oh, yo, that Joker's kind of sick, though.
Yeah, can we go back to that?
Oh, yeah, that is really cool.
Actually really like these.
That toasted the Avs logo onto the bread. And someone stole it when I was in the process of moving out. And I've been trying to find this model of toaster for years. and they don't sell it anymore. Like, they sell an Avs toaster, but it's not the same one. So when I see this, I'm like, is there anything special about these cards? Can people not get them anymore?
Like, that toaster? These are thick.
I wonder if you could find that toaster on eBay.
My friends have been looking for years. It was a bad toaster, though.
What I have heard about those toasters is that, like, they're cool, but they are not good at what they're supposed to do.
It was bad.
Could you actually, like, tell that it was an Avs logo, at least, that
on
it toasted
top
in?
Tart, you could. On bread, it was a little harder to see. You kind of had to burn
the oh, boy.
If you wanted to see it.
Okay.
Yo, before we guess, Megan, did you ever reveal your rookie card?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to ask about that.
I feel like it's anticlimactic because the timing of this reveal is going to surprise absolutely no one. It's Danton Heinen.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't buy it myself. It was a gift to me, so I feel a little less weird about it. But
mm-hmm. No,
I didn't buy it myself. I just asked somebody to buy it for me.
No, my best friend, we all went to school with him, and she was his partner in a figure skating show, and they had a choreographed routine where she had to slide under his legs, and she'd bring it up every time she saw him, and he hated it. So it was just this funny little banter we'd have with little Danton.
Oh, Danton.
Oh, Danton.
All right. Dance, we need a dollar value.
Sorry.
No. I'm going to go $14.99.
I just don't know what people want for this.
I have no idea. I don't even know how much cards are, like, regular cards.
I feel like $9.99.
Okay, I don't remember the price of these, so Marissa's going to have to show us. $7. Well, I don't know. What's the shipping? Is there shipping? No, free economy. So $7. Two have sold. There's only three left. Go get your Avs playing cards.
Yeah, you want to drop that link to me there, Marissa? In the private chat so I can go and get some of those? I think those are cool.
I think that's a normal cost of cards. It's a good deal.
Yeah, for some Avs cards, I think that's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm all about that.
Very nicely done. So that's our first item that we're confirmed is getting purchased.
Yep, I will be buying that.
There we go. I'm sure Marissa's trying to do eight things at once, but she can bring up the next thing when it's ready.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so send it back.
This is what I wanted to see if you could put on a goose.
This is amazing. Immediately when I saw it, I thought of the goose.
It is a baby romper, officially.
This
an Avalanche baby romper.
It's really cute.
It's got, like, the Avalanche and the, like, children's block letters. I like how all the pictures are just the same picture. What is going on at the bottom?
Yeah, what's the difference in these pictures?
Is there any difference?
Is this one of those games where you have to spot the differences in each picture?
I don't think... Oh, there's no difference. Okay, it's just the same pictures five times.
That's so cute and funny.
Okay.
Yeah, why don't you calm down, Kirby, little homie?
Kirby hates it. Confirmed. Yeah.
He really doesn't like the garage door, man. It really bothers him. Yeah, I don't know. This is gonna be more than it should be.
$3.99.
I'm gonna guess $20.
Yeah, it's on Marissa at this point. I'm not gonna remember any of the other prices. Ooh, Megan nails it.
29 of them sold?
Popular.
Wow. That's a lot of babies. Very similarly dressed.
I hope it's like a community of people that all bought them. And all their kids, all their babies are going to be born roughly the same time.
A whole, like, neighborhood just walking around with babies in that thing.
They're That'd all be good. Named after a different Avalanche player.
Ooh. Now you're getting
another team.
Now we're making a cult at this point.
You're right. Something has happened.
Are you unfamiliar with the DNVR community? We've already made a cult, bro.
I know. So this one isn't necessarily AV specific, but it's like an area rug with team logos on it. You can choose whatever team you want. Interesting. So just in case you want to step on the logo, you can do that at home now.
Well, that looks gigantic based on the furniture provided in the room.
I believe it's fairly large. I think it's like 24 by 60 inches.
Bro, those are 3-seater couches.
Yeah.
And that thing looks like it would cover both of them.
That is also definitely a photoshopped image, just so you know.
So, well, yeah, it's literally the same furniture at the same angle on every picture.
Yeah, holy cow. It's even close to true to size. Rugs are so expensive.
Yeah, I'm going to guess $99.
$125.
$600 for one of those. Apparently 8 foot by 10 foot, so way bigger than I thought. But
oh my God.
Just $600 for a little area rug.
Team priced similarly, or do you think it's because they won the cup?
No, no, that's for every team. It doesn't matter. $600. Pick your own team.
Chris.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude? Have any of those sold?
It didn't say any of them sold, but.
Well, I wonder why. Because it's 600. I mean, it is. Again, that was a massive rug.
It's 80 square feet. Yeah.
Based on the picture, that was a massive rug. Like, I'm pretty sure it would take up all of that space that I have in front of the TV.
Well,
I will not be spending $600 to find out, though. That's crazy. Yeah, how many geese could you smother in that rug?
Oh, this is cool.
Yeah, so this is it's another jersey. This one is satin though. So I don't know if you can wear it in the rain really.
Yo, it's a good thing Kale Sorbo is working on the
instant buy for Kale, for sure. It is the Colorado Rockies logo, to be clear. Technically not Avs. I've never been a fan of button up, to be honest. I hate button up.
I feel like you could work at McDonald's and wear this.
I like this so much.
I also like this. Megan, you have to get this.
Okay, I'll start. You're right. I think I took the second guesses a couple times. I will say 65.
AJ's about to say 66.
I was going to say 69. Just because it's the internet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I'll go with 69. I think she's right in the neighborhood.
No one's buying this. No one's buying this. Almost $500 for this.
What? Who is this seller? Oh, Deluxe Vintage. Okay.
Bro, it's used.
Have you guys heard of Depop, the clothing app? People will sell what they classify as vintage clothing there, and they'll go thrifting. They'll get things for such a low price, and they'll resell them on Depop for ridiculous pricing. I've seen Avalanche stuff on there before, too, and that it's this kind of pricing.
Okay, so.
Okay, well.
What you're telling us is go thrifting.
Yeah, go thrifting first. Exactly.
Good.
It's located in Lincoln, so I'll be there tonight. I'll just go and find this guy.
Hey, best I could do is $50.
You're right. I got one of those Visa gift cards that you can treat as a credit card. It's got $50 on it. Hand it over.
I was watching that YouTube series the other day of that guy like trading from a penny to a house. No reaction what? From my. Yeah, a guy tried to trade from a penny to a house.
Did he?
And like he cheated big time throughout the whole thing.
The item each time, right?
Yeah, and like.
Thing? Okay.
Yeah, you upgrade it. Like you go through like Craigslist trades or whatever. And he tried to do it in a week. It took him like a month, and the only like he only pulled it off because he just had fans of his YouTube channel like take terrible deals from him. So, not convinced, but
yeah,
that's a neat idea.
I mean, that's the paperclip theory, right?
Yeah, yeah. All right, we are brought to you by Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR, as we get into our next item here. Okay, well, there you go. We didn't even have to guess this one. It's fine, because a lot of people have asked me where to get this jersey. This is the cheapest price I could find on it on eBay. It's a $700 for the North American McKinnon. So you're not going to be getting this jersey unless you got a lot of money to spend. Very, very popular jersey, but very, very hard to find right
now. Is there a reason why they just stopped selling those, given that people still
want to buy them? They can still make a ton of money.
Well, it was kind of like Adidas with the reverse retro. They did one run and then were like, we hate money. Like, are you for real?
All right. Breckenridge Brewery, official beer of DNVR. You can get it at your local liquor store. Highly recommend you go check that out. We can also get yourself some Avoca TV. So when you're at home sipping a beer and you want to watch the Avs, you can watch it right on your TV. Of course, they have Altitude, also have AT&T Sports Network, and national channels here in the Colorado area. When you use code DNVR, when you sign up, you get it for $15 a month for the first 3 months. So go to avoca.tv/DNVR. That's EVOCA.tv/DNVR to get hooked up and be watching your sports on your TV instead of through some silly streams or things like that. All right, back into it. What's our next item on the list? All right, so this is the banners that were hanging on the street outside of Ball Arena for the playoffs, the like big ones that you'd like drive under,
like the actual ones.
Yeah.
How did
$2,000? I'm totally willing to go crazy out after what we just saw.
You're right. You're so right for that.
See, Hurley and I figured it out. These are ridiculous. This is actually super cool, though. To have this would be awesome.
How are you going to say 700?
All right. Reveal the price. I think you guys are in the area, but I don't remember the exact price. Yeah, okay, $900.
Returns accepted? What? How is it new?
This item.
Free shipping though, so you know, at least you got that going for it. Has anyone ever used like the 24-month pricing plan on an eBay item?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I always see it there where it's like $30 a month, and it's like, I would never use that through eBay. Never once would I think about using a payment plan through eBay.
You're not going to finance your starter jacket?
Right. Like, I guess that's true. Like, I would never buy that expensive of a purchase through eBay. So,
right.
All right. As we continue through the madness section of eBay, okay. So this one and there's another one that goes with it. This one is a pool tablecloth. It's like the actual felt that goes down on the pool table. Yeah, and then also
the logo in the middle.
And then there's be a second one that's like a pool light that you could get with it.
Wait. What?
Maritz is going to go find it right now.
What's the second one?
It's like a pool hall light that you would like hang over a pool table.
Oh, okay. And it's just the logo?
Yeah. Well, no, it's like one of those. It's like a traditional pool light, like it's got the stained glass almost look to it.
Oh.
Let me see if I can find
it's
it.
Tiffany Lamp. What are those called?
I'm looking for it. Give me a second.
She's really trying.
It should be right before that one. It should be the link before that one.
But it's not letting her like find it easily. She's trying. Let's
see. All right.
All good. It's Friday.
Yeah, okay. True enough. We're chilling. Yeah, there we go.
That's ugly.
That's ugly is all you have to say about it.
Yeah, I'm going back with $2,000.
I'm going to say 800.
So for the light, I believe it's like 1,100.
Oh boy.
I mean, 800 is pretty good. Yeah, 1,200 even. Free local pickup or $85 shipping.
I mean, that thing's going to be
heavy. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. You'd have to like ship it fragile too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be tough
for sure. I understand why that shipping is what it is. Makes a lot more sense than the $5 shipping for the merchandise guide.
Man, because they'd lose money on that.
And then I believe the felt for the
pool. Yeah, what was the price of the felt?
I believe it was like $500 or $600.
Okay. It does look like a Pizza Hut buffet light.
Yeah,
I'm so glad there are still people out there that remember
exactly
Pizza Hut buffets.
That's exactly what it looks like. Yeah, so like $600. It was originally listed at 1,000, though.
More than 10 available?
Yeah, you could get other teams' logos. It's fine.
Dude. Can we go back to that real quick?
I don't know. Can we?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to make
life
harder.
Give me one second.
Here.
I'm looking for it. Hold on. You guys are making me run for my money here. Which one do you want?
The felt. The actual product page of the felt. Yeah. What is the different sizes?
Oh, yeah. Great question.
Because it says size select. I'm curious what the sizes are.
Do you see it?
No.
No.
Is it not popping up? Let's see. Okay, no. So it's that one.
7 foot?
Okay. Huh. And then there's 8. And
yeah.
9. And that's it. Right.
Is 9 foot a snooker table, I think, probably, as everything's come full circle here.
Interesting. Whoa, did you see that felt? You can order it now, but you won't get it till September.
Yeah, it'll be a full month until you get that thing.
It's like Adam's couch.
I hope it doesn't take that long.
I don't think that couch is coming.
Adam just got scammed.
He's just been sitting on this uncomfortable ass couch in his house. He's never getting that thing.
All right.
So I said 2,000. I was pretty close on that one because it ended up.
Yeah, that'd
be
1,800.
1,200 for the light, and then 600 something
plus shipping. You're probably right around 2K.
Yeah, right around that neighborhood. It's less than what it cost for me to build my new PC.
There you go. All right. Next item on the list. So, as far as I can tell, this is just a normal couch with an Avs logo embroidered on the middle seat.
This is what Adam tried to buy, isn't it? This was it. We found it.
I'm pretty sure this is the only picture of it, too. There's, like, no other pictures. So this is...
If this was Evan's couch, it would make a lot more sense why he sits on the floor.
I will say, I only put the couch on there, but they also do sell a love seat with both seats as an Avs logo and like a single recliner chair with the Avs logo on it.
This is so funny. There are so many ways to decorate your room to demonstrate that you're an Avalanche fan.
It's true.
You can get Avery. Avery, you have to tweet the picture of the reverse retro bear at one of us.
I love it.
We want proof of life.
Yeah. Proof of life.
Something about this is very trustworthy. This is awful. It's a couch. Somebody just like photoshopped an Avs logo into the center seat. That's all this is. This is garbage. It's honestly.
I don't know if I just please sit in the center seat.
Yeah, it's an ejector seat.
feels like ejector seat. Classic.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think this has gotta be $4,000.
I'm gonna guess $700.
I don't think it's 4,000, but oh, 1,500.
Jesus.
Free shipping though on a couch. That's not bad.
That is nice. Also, September estimated.
Yeah, well, he's got to sew the patch onto the couch, so that's going to take him a while. I'm sure that's another item that where like you could get any logo on that technically.
Yeah, I love this comment. This is giving late night uni project vibes. Yes. Absolutely, yes. I'm all about these decorations.
Yeah,
that's basically the couch that I have right there with an Avs logo in the middle of it. I'm going to go get an Avs patch and I'm just going to put it on there, and I'm going to come back and tell y'all I bought that couch, and you won't know the difference.
Just like print out a piece of paper with an Avs logo on it and tape it to the couch. Call it good.
And then put it on eBay for $1,400.
All right. So this is the Looney Tunes in Avs jerseys for a picture, and it's signed by people. I didn't look. Just it looks like that one was Wah.
Yeah.
But I don't know whose signatures these are. I didn't look. And it's a
picture. We'll assume that that's Wah.
Yeah.
That could be Sakic.
That other one looked like Reinprecht, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, Patrick Wah era signatures on a picture of the Looney Tunes in what looks like a real stadium. Like, that looks real in the back.
Is that Chris Drury?
It could be. Yeah, it's 37.
On
so.
The far right? Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that does look like, and then Rob Blake is Wile E. Coyote. All right. That's actually awesome.
Wah's signature is so hard to come by now. He doesn't do a lot of Avalanche-related signings, too.
Yeah, that's probably true. There's a little bit of separation there now. I have no idea what this one costs. I don't remember.
Framing is expensive. I'm going to go with $650.
I'm going to go with $1,200.
All right. Reveal. $2,000.
Ooh, good one.
$2,000. Eric had it on the note. Well, he's $5 over technically, but we'll give it to you. Oh, there you go. $5, $55 shipping? Jesus. All right.
Local pickup, though. And it's located in Denver, so all you got to do is find that guy and stick him up.
Hand him $2 cash. Or rob him.
That's yeah.
Not something we condone here at DNVR.
Bring some Canadian geese with you as your bodyguard.
Stop. That's so funny.
Oh my god. All right. I'm pretty sure there's still like even more ridiculous items than that on here. So so this is a game
helmet
used
for a zombie.
Kale McCarr helmet signed by Kale McCarr from the 2019 season playoffs.
That's kind of cool.
Okay.
It's a super cool item. Like I don't even know how you would like get your hands on one of these.
Yeah. I hope that's going to be the value of this is going to get so much higher too.
Yeah. Somebody watching this right now is going to be like, this is an investment. Is going to pick this thing up, going to resell it on a future eBay show 4 years from now.
He's the 24-month payment plan.
I'm going to tell you right now, no one is buying this today.
It's got to be a little ridiculous.
I'm assuming this is like $4,000.
All right. I'm going to say, uh-oh. Well, I wasn't going to say that. So that's,
okay, well, okay, very clever.
That number to be cute.
they definitely did. There was a Landy one that was up as well for $9,000. So they took like $100 off to do the eights for Kale.
So Bro2230 needs to take it down a notch.
Right, bro, where are you getting these?
He's just like sneaking into the locker room.
He's several games used items.
Yeah, healing them. He's in where in Michigan? Like, how are you picking these up? Yeah, that's definitely a OBO.
Yeah, there's no one's paying even
right
close to that price for that thing.
I think that price is like a wink and a nod and saying, just message me, bro.
Yeah, definitely is.
You should message him and be like, what's your real price for this, so that we can actually know for the show?
There's a threshold, like they will automatically reject offers below a certain number. So I'd be curious if you submitted an offer, if it would automatically reject.
Okay. Everybody log into the eBay account that I know all y'all have, and everybody make an offer going up $1,000 in price.
We'll at least get a range here.
Yeah. And then let's see how that goes from there.
The Cars Brothers burner account.
That's Taylor McCarr's account. That'd be hilarious.
That would funny. Be so funny if he was just constantly giving stuff to Kale and be like, hey, can you sign this? Hey, can you thanks, sign bro. This? He just keeps it and fires it off on eBay.
All right. I think that was the most ridiculous item we had, price-wise, so... What's next?
So everything will now be under $8,000. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I give you something there. So I believe these are the ball cups that you can just get at Ball Arena. They have the Avs logo on them.
Are they used?
Unknown. Of unknown origin.
$12.99.
Yeah, I hope they're not asking for a lot here. I'm going to say $8.99.
These, I remember, are $19. Oh, $18. My bad. My bad.
Or for the set.
I buy one. Yeah, $18.
Oh, 11 watchers.
People are in people, six people sold. Waiting. Six people, sold.
People are waiting for that price to drop, you know?
That's just not sad. Worth it. It's probably like out-of-state people who can't come to Ball Arena. I'll sell you mine. I'm going to go to Ball Arena.
Yeah, I feel like hit
seven beers.
Hit someone up. Like, someone will send that to you for free.
Yeah, I think I have so many of them. I don't think I've gotten the one of the alternate on it, though. That looked cool.
There you go. You got to show up to the right game for that one.
Apparently.
Of course, our guy Jake in the comments section knows how that guy gets all of his gear. Jake is a prominent jersey collector.
There you go.
If you've ever seen his jersey collection, it is incredible.
Yeah, we might have to do another collection show.
Oh, those were fun, man.
Yeah. There you go, a playoff one. All right. I think we still have like a good number of items left, so might have to pick up the pace here a little bit. If you're paying attention, this was on the top bar on the last item, but this is a Stanley Cup champion Avs Bud Light bottle. That's it. That's all there is to it.
It's presumably empty. They can't.
It is empty.
Yes. Okay. $30.
I'm gonna guess 15.
If it wasn't Price is Right, Megan would win. But I believe it's $25. Yeah, $25 for a single bottle. Or you could buy three for some reason if you want three of these. Okay. I don't understand people's obsession with beer bottles and why they're so popular.
Yeah, I also don't get it. Thank you for the email. I will pass this along to the person who handles these things.
Right?
Yeah, somebody in our comments said check your email, AJ. So I did, and it's a potential item for us to put up at the bar. It's very cool.
Dope. Very quickly, we are brought to you by the Colorado Golf Association, who are currently doing a big old raffle for you to win a bunch of items. Let me actually see what they are, because some of them are kind of insane. All right. So they're giving away stay and play packages to Maui, where you can play Wailea Blue. They are giving away a package to Whistling Straits, to the Naples Golf Tour and Palm Beach Golf Tour, as well as a $5,000 gift card to Bandon Dunes. So they're giving away some pretty ridiculous prizes right now in their raffle, some dream golf vacations, and anyone who enters... Oh, wait. The early bird prize is gone. Sorry, you're too late. You can't win the early bird prize. Sucks to suck. But you can still win some ridiculous prizes there. So get on over there right now. All the proceeds from the raffle benefit CGA community programs, including youth, on course, and Solich Caddy and Leadership Academies. So basically, it's just help grow in the game of golf here in Colorado with an opportunity to win some amazing stuff. So head to coloradogolf.org to get your tickets today and go win and help some kids play some golf. Also brought to you by Athletic Greens, just one scoop in your cup of water every single morning. Helps take care of you, keep you ready, get you going as far as your immune system goes. It can work for pre-workout. A lot of athletes use it as part of their daily routine. So highly recommend you get on it. It also has 75 vitamins and minerals, as well as probiotics and things like that. So it's just great for your health. You can go over there to athleticgreens.com/avalanche. And get in on it. Let them know we sent you over there. Once you get it, you can also get a 1-year supply of vitamin D with it, as well as 5 travel packs so you can take it with you on the road. I'm going to be honest with you. I've never been a big fan of stuff like this, but when you can just dump it in your cup of water in the morning that you drink anyway, super easy. It's just that much easier to make sure you're taking care of your health.
Yeah. I wish I was more predisposed to being a big fan of.
Yeah, for sure. So go check it out.
Acquired taste thing never made sense to me.
Yeah.
Do you like something? Yes. No. Okay. Why would you try and acquire that?
Well, that's why I'm starting to understand why you don't like beer either. Anyway. Go get yourself some Athletic Greens, athleticgreens.com/avalanche. All right. Keep on trucking through these. Okay. So this is a dual shields patch.
Wait, what? The Islanders bought $50,000 worth of Mega Millions lotto tickets?
Why?
Probably so they could pay for Kadri's contract.
Yeah, so this is... a card. It's only a rank 8 for the record, but it's an Nathan MacKinnon rookie shield and a Tyson Jost rookie shield. Weird combination to put together, but you can see the difference in the shields. MacKinnon from 13-14 and Tyson Jost with the new age shiny one.
I have no thoughts. I have no idea how to price this.
$24.99. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to guess like $9.
You guys aren't even in the stratosphere. Guess again.
What?
5,000 Canadian.
$5,000 for those patches?
Or make an offer.
Or make an offer. It's only like 4,000 American.
This is wild. I'm sorry. I don't know a lot about cards and Shield.
I know a decent amount, and I can tell you that price is terrible.
Okay.
But, like, patch shields and stuff like that are very coveted hockey cards, and it's graded. But it would only grade in an 8. Usually, to see prices like that, it needs to grade a 10. Yeah, exactly, Enrique. Enrique knows. So, you know. Yeah, of 2. It's an of 2 for sure. That no one's paying four grand for that. I'll tell you that much. But sometimes hockey cards can get ridiculous.
He thinks he's got diamonds and he's got cubic zirconium.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I don't know. That one might have been more ridiculous than Makar's helmet. I don't know.
Because helmet was actually like a sick item.
It's a cool item. Yeah.
Just that last one. What the shit, dude?
So this is what I'm suspecting some of you might want to buy. It's some Avalanche pajama pants. Mm-hmm. Apparently that's the size. That's all I got.
Game-worn pants. $9.99.
I have no idea.
That's true. They might be used. I don't know.
$32. They look comfy.
I think AJ went over. Oh, God. That's in great British pounds. I didn't even know. All right. So shipping's going to be a problem if it's coming in from Great Britain. But
yeah, it's $24 in USD with $21 shipping.
Yep. Might have to find that item getting sold by someone in the U.S. to get a decent price on that one. But
Bednar wore these in the bubble.
All right. How many more do we have? Like 5 to 10, I hope.
You guys have this one. This is it.
Little Malcolm Farley?
No, there's at least 2 more that I sent you.
Is there
you.
2 more? I'll look. I'll keep looking. But that well, was
the like... The last 2 I sent you separately.
Oh, well, I'll go grab them.
Which I want to show together. This is a painted picture of Patrick Waugh.
Sure it is.
Yep.
It's advertised as being a painting?
Advertised as being a painting. I will tell you, I saw at least 2 different accounts selling this exact item for the same price.
Okay.
Can you tell us how big it is?
It is large. I can't tell you the exact size, but it's big.
Okay. Large is helpful just because is this like a playing card or is this something I would take up my wall?
Yeah, it's like a wall. Hang it on your wall size painting for sure.
Yeah, based on the past. Yeah, all 3s. I'm going to guess. I'll guess 600.
I'm going to say 1,400.
I think Megan wins. I think she's under. Oh, she's way under. Okay. Just 4 grand. Just 4.
What is who painted it? Is it Malcolm Farley?
I don't know. Like, because I was like, it's not a one-off because some other account is selling the same thing.
Oh, it's from sportsmem.com. That's Fanatics Run. I don't know who this is originally from, though.
So, I have no idea.
It's really cool.
AJ doesn't know anything about art, clearly.
I don't know anything about anything. Jesus, dude. Inflation is out of control.
So then we have 2 more items that I want to show you because it's the ridiculousness of eBay.
I'm so excited.
The items aren't that interesting, but
I'm hiding the prices. Give me one.
Okay, cool.
Done by Bob Ross. Good one.
I was actually interested in that painting until it was 4K. I was like, this could be cool. This could be a cool thing to have.
I'd pay some money for that. All right, so we have a Shane Bowers rookie premiere card.
Priceless.
Okay, well, he hasn't made his rookie premiere yet, so.
Yeah, weird, right? Even weirder.
Don't you tell me Callahan Burke card.
It is not. It's a Shane Bowers game worn tag card. So it would have to be from a preseason game. It's also signed by Bowers.
Are we a price for each separately?
Yes, yeah, separately. I want separate prices.
That one, I will guess $20. Because I don't know anything about cards, and after seeing thousands of dollars on that last one, I'm gun shy.
Rookie premiere. $14.
All right, the rookie premiere you can get for $120.
Nice.
Okay, I didn't want to guess that and be a jerk.
I guess $2 with shipping. And then you have the tag card.
$120.
Interesting.
$10.
Did you say 14, Megan?
Yes.
Okay. For the tag card, you all only have to pay $1,000.
That's not funny. I don't mean that.
It looks like Marissa's screen froze, but there we go.
It should have. She tried to go to it, and the internet just broke and was like, nope, this is done.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, just a little bit of the ridiculousness of eBay on display there, where a rookie card of a player who hasn't actually played in the NHL is $1. But his game-worn merch from presumably a pre-game, a preseason game, is $1,000.
If you guys are going halvesies on that rookie premiere card.
50 cents. Well played. It's the best I can do.
Such a weird price for even like a piece of game-worn equipment. I've seen cards like that for Gretzky not come close to that price.
Can you Venmo somebody less than $1?
I think you can, because I used to send like pennies to people.
What a jerk.
Does Venmo like have any fees?
Not
if you want to immediately deposit funds that you've received, you can do it by a fee.
Okay. Yeah. But so like it's not like you sent a penny and it was like that actually cost Venmo more than sending the penny did. Okay, so that is all of our eBay items for the day. I hope y'all enjoyed the ridiculousness. I hope at least one or two of the items were actually interesting to people. It's always a fun off-season show to take a look at what's out there and not only the nonsense of items, but the nonsense of prices people want for them. It's a fun Friday show. Anyone have any final thoughts on eBay and or actual hockey things?
Yeah, we have a card comment, guys, too. So.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot. Yeah, let's hit up our super chat. $10 from Daniel, who says, what's your dream Avalanche memorabilia or sports memorabilia in general? Mine would have to be Patrick Waugh's mask.
That sounds good.
That's awesome.
So I had this idea, like if I ever became a rich person, I had this idea that I would buy and frame a jersey of every single player on the Avs roster. I would buy a home set, an away set, and an alternate jersey set. And then I would hang the appropriate ones in a man cave for every single game. So you could like actually have the lineup hanging on your wall for every game. Obviously would never happen because that would be like hundreds of thousands of dollars. So not going to do that, but it would be super cool, I think, if you did something like that.
Okay.
That canvas that was on the show earlier was a Malcolm Farley, and I love his artwork. I would want one signed.
Interesting.
For $4,000.
He's done like Sakic. They're so beautiful. And he's in poor health, so I don't think he'll paint anymore.
Well, if you've got $4,000 lying around.
I do not.
All right. So I think that's it. There've been like literally no news today in hockey other than the New York Islanders buying lottery tickets or something.
John Klingberg signed in Anaheim for 1 year, $7
million.
Oh, did
he? I didn't see that. All yeah. Right. Good for Klingberg.
Yeah.
Something happened.
I don't think that leads to Kadri signing a 1 year deal. I think those are two very, very different situations. Kadri's coming off the career year. He's got to cash in now. He can't take a 1 year deal.
There you go. There's Avery's proof of bear.
Oh, it's yeah. So proof of bear.
I like
bear.
That it's. I like the sign too. The accompanying sign is aces.
It's perfect.
All right. On that note, we're going to get out of here for the day. We appreciate all of y'all hanging out with us for this fun little show. We will be back. If Kadri signs over the weekend, we'll be talking about it. Otherwise, we'll be back on Monday talking about the Avs, probably this Klingberg deal, and whatever else happens this offseason. So we hope to see you then. But until then, we'll talk to you later.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Olmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team. We'll talk about your least favorite team and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.